It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. In tech headlines, the public interest group Consumer Watchdog is calling on Uber to make details of its testing of self-driving cars in Pittsburgh public and to answer 10 key questions about the experiment. The group's privacy project director, John Simpson, says since Uber is using public roads as a laboratory, it has the responsibility to fully disclose their activities. Consumer Watchdog notes some states have regulations covering the testing of self-driving vehicles, but Pennsylvania does not. Among the requests is that Uber publicly report all crashes involving those vehicles and issue monthly reports detailing testing activities and findings. Last week, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Company announced that it would be spinning off a big chunk of its business software lineup in an $8.8 billion deal with Micro Focus International. Last year, CEO Megan Whitman split HP's operations focused on selling business technology products from its personal computer and printer options. At its height, the combined HP generated more than $100 billion in annual revenue. This week, the tech report goes green, very green. The new Frick Environmental Center is being billed as the greenest municipal building in the world, in part because it will produce more energy than it uses. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed explains how the building will achieve net zero energy consumption.
150,000 kilowatt hours. That's how much energy the solar panels shading the parking lot are expected to generate each year. It's about 10,000 kilowatt hours more than the building is expected to use. The excess will go right back to the electrical grid, says Noah Schultes with PJ Dick, the construction company that oversaw the project.
We're going to be consuming energy at night, and the sun's not out at night, so we can't be producing everything we need all 24 hours of the day. So it's important that we feed back during the day, knowing that we're going to be drawing throughout the night.
But the technology that makes the goal of zero net energy possible goes far beyond harnessing the sun's power. This building is all about efficiency and combines both high-tech and low-tech solutions. Design team lead Robert Almer points to a pair of small lights mounted on the wall.
This red-green light system detects what the weather conditions are outside of the facility. So if it is optimal, green light comes on, alerting the occupants to open the windows. Take advantage of the great conditions outside.
The building is laid out to encourage natural ventilation. Cool air comes in on lower floors and works its way through the entire building. Camilla Rivera-Tinsley is education director for the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy, which runs the environmental center.
We are taking elements from nature, as always, and we're taking them and using them in a really effective way to be able to use less energy.
The other major energy saver is the geothermal heating and cooling system. Down in the basement, over the hum of heat pumps, Schultes points to two pipes with thermometers attached to them. One pipe sends water 525 feet into the ground. The other brings it back up into the building.
Our return's actually going into the ground at about 65 degrees, and we're coming back at about 60. So we're shedding heat and bringing in the new, colder water.
That water is then used to help cool the air or to heat it in the winter. Other energy-saving features are more straightforward. Stairs are central to the design, and the elevator is off to the side, the opposite of many buildings. Floor-to-ceiling windows let in natural light, reducing the need for electric lights. Rivera-Tinsley says they'll be monitoring energy consumption closely this year, but she's confident they'll produce more than they'll use. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.